大家平安。
Peace be with you.
感谢主，我们今天算是最后一天，就要结束。
Thank God, today is indeed our last day. This is where it ends.
那昨天呢？大家也很高兴有一个惜别会。
Yesterday we were all very glad to have a farewell fellowship together.
那当然在这边很好。
Of course, it is great to be here.
因为不用煮饭都有得吃。
Because there is no need to cook. Food is right on the table.
而且也可以在这边来听圣经的道理。
Moreover, we can hear the word from the Bible as well.
我们各族也谈了一些心得。
In our groups, we shared our thoughts.
也献诗来赞美神。
We offer hymns and praise to God.
那昨天也看到节目里面本来就是各族，本来就没有传道。
Yesterday, in theory, it should have been group presentations, no minister presentation.
但是后来跑出多家。
But it was a very welcome addendum.
叫传道要唱诗。
You invited us pastors to sing a hymn for you.
其实传道是说的比唱的好听
But the reality is that the sermon sounds better than the singing.
应该是不用唱。
There should have been no need for that.
不过我们还是唱了500首。
But we still sang hymn 500.
能够在灵里面团契。
To explain the quiet understanding in the spirit.
那我们这一节是最后一节。
This is our last class.
本来有人提到说给大家有一个问题。
Some people mentioned the idea of having a Q&A session.
可以写字条。
For you to write strips of paper on questions on them.
但是连一张都没有。
But we did not receive a single question submitted to us.
表示我们对真教会都没问题。
This means that we have no problem with the true church.
大家心里都很肯定。
Because everyone is affirmed in their hearts.
另外一方面就是。怕写出来太难，我又不容易回答。
On the other hand, I was worried that your questions would be too difficult and complex for me to answer.
所以感谢大家的怜悯。
So thank you for having mercy upon me.
那我们今天早上跟大家谈以弗所书。
This morning, let us talk about the book of Ephesians together.
我们一般在讲圣经中的真教会，可能有不同的观点。
Normally, when we talk about the true church in the Bible, there are different perspectives that are possible.
有的讲预言，有的讲预表。
Some are regarding prophecy, some regarding prefiguration.
那么最近在圣灵月刊，也有刊一些圣经中的真教会。
Daily in the Holy Spirit monthly, there have been articles in regards to the true church in the Bible.
那当然是用预言预表来看。
And of course, this is from a perspective of prophecy or prefiguration.
但是我们从圣经里面可以看到。
However, from the Bible, this we can see.
如果从旧约，当然有一些预言跟预表。
From the Old Testament, granted, there are prophecies and prefigurations.
也有预备这个教会的建立。
And preparations for the construction or establishment of the church.
从以色列国的复兴。
From the restoration of Israel.
来讲到真教会的复兴。
We can talk about the restoration of the true church.
那从旧约到新约。
From the Old Testament onto the New Testament,
我们可以看到神救赎的经纶。
We can see God's perfect plan of salvation.
那到了新约的时候
，Come to the New Testament.
使徒行传就非常清楚讲到教会的建立。
The Book of Acts is clear in regards to the establishment of the church.
那保罗的书信里面
，In Paul's own epistles,
他也有写非常多的。书信给当时的教会。
There are also many letters written to the churches at the time.
也提到教会应当要怎样行。
Which mention how we ought to conduct ourselves in the church.
就像提摩太前书第三章，这个16节所讲的。
As for example, 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
他说教会就是神的家。
Which says the church is the house of God.
它是永生神的家。
It is the house of the everlasting God.
而且是真理的柱石跟根基。
It is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
那他在这个书信里面
within this epistle,
也有写信给哥林多教会。
The epistles, there is also one to shoot to the church of Corinth.
那哥林多前书是比较有特殊的问题。
First Corinthians deals with some particular problems.
所以我们第一节课有跟大家谈过。
Which we shared in our first session.
哥林多前书就是写着问题的教会跟教会的问题。
First Corinthians deals with the problem of the church and the church's problems.
但是当教会有问题的时候，
But when there are problems within the church,
我们也是要勇敢去面对。
We must face them violently.
我们不能逃避问题。
We cannot escape the reality of the problem.
我们能够按照圣经的真理来面对问题，来解决问题。
But we can face and solve the problem according to the teachings of the Bible.
那哥林多前书好像保罗对哥林多教会很失望。
It seems that Paul is disappointed at the Corinthian church from 1 Corinthians.
但是他还是神的教会。
But this church is still the church of God.
所以到了哥林多后书的时候，
So come to 2 Corinthians.
保罗对哥林多教会是蛮肯定的。
Paul is reassured in regards to the Corinthian church.
也对他们有一些鼓励跟安慰。
Also shows encouragement and comfort to its members.
那当使徒时代的教会到了启示录的时候
When from the apostolic times we reach the times of revelation
因为早期的使徒就相继离世
It so happened that the early apostles passed by then
所以教会要维护真理
So the church had the mission of preserving the truth
如果没有信仰的根基
And defending and without the foundation of the faith
是非常容易动摇的
It is easy to be shaken.
因此在启示录七教会里面
Therefore, among the seven churches in Revelation,
它第一句话就是说主知道
There is the first phrase, which is the Lord knows.
教会是神的教会
The church is the church of God.
是神在建造，神在看守
God edifies, God guards and protects.
所以主也知道教会的情况
Therefore, the Lord knows the situation of his churches.
所以教会也有他的软弱跟他的缺失
The church has its lack, its imperfection.
甚至于有些地方给撒旦留了座位
And in some instances, there has been a seat reserved for Satan.
或者是不冷不热
Or lukewarmness.
甚至是有名无实。
There is also the church by name, but not by deeds.
但是它里面有一句话非常这个强而有力的来对教会讲话。
But in the messages to the seven churches, there is a phrase that speaks especially loudly.
就是讲到圣灵向众教会说话。
Which is the Spirit says to the churches.
但是我们要听。
And we must listen.
有耳朵可听的就应当听
He who has an ear, let him hear.
所以我们要听主的声音
Let us hear the voice of the Lord.
要信神的话
Let us believe in his word.
好好来建立教会
And establish the church the way we should.
我们当然有人的地方就有问题
Of course, where man is, problem is.
那有神的地方就有答案
Where God is, there are answers.
人的问题是非常多的
Man brings many problems along with himself.
大大小小
Both great and small,
有时很复杂
and sometimes very complicated.
但是我们如果回到神的面前
but if we return to the presence of God,
相信都是有答案的
and believe that to everything there is an answer.
那圣经里面以弗所书算是写得非常的完整
In the Bible, the book of Ephesians counts as a very complete in itself.
它是用圣经的真理属灵的角度来看教会
Because it regards the church from the point of perspective of the truth of the Bible from a spiritual vantage point.
它是讲到一个真教会一个属灵的蓝图。
This book gives us a blueprint to the true church.
它第一章到第三章就是讲教会的真理。
Chapters 1 to 3 deal with the truth of the church.
就是教会是怎么建立的。
That is to say the manner in which the church is established.
那它提到是按着神的旨意。
It mentions that it is by the will of God.
在创世以前神就预先来要成全这件事情。
And before the days of creation, God set to accomplish these things. Let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书
Ephesians.
第一章第第一章第四节
Chapter 1, verse 4.
是神从创立世界以前，在基督里面来拣选我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。那再看第九节
Let us see verse 9 as well.
都是照他自己所议定的美意叫我们知道他的旨意的奥秘。那以弗所书讲到这个奥秘
Ephesians talks about a mystery.
那这个奥秘是在基督里的奥秘。
And this mystery is a mystery in Christ.
那到了第三章。
In chapter 3.
他讲到这个奥秘，看第四节。
Ephesians mentions this mystery. Let us see verse 4.
你们念了就能够晓得，我深知基督的奥秘。这奥秘是在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。这个奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里面借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。这里讲到这个基督的奥秘。
Mentioned here is the mystery of Christ.
那再看第九节。
Let us see verse 9.
那这个奥秘是历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里面的奥秘。是神的奥秘，但是也显明神百般的智慧。所以这个奥秘你要明白，为什么圣经中讲到这个真教会。
Let us understand what this mystery is and why the Bible mentions the true church.
然后以弗所书里面又讲到用基督跟教会的关系来谈夫妻的关系。
The book of Ephesians also takes the relationship between Christ and the church and talks about the relationship between husband and wife.
那基督为教会来舍命。
Christ gave his life for the church.
那教会要顺服基督。
The church must submit to Christ.
那看五章三十二节。
Let us turn to chapter 5, verse 32.
说这是极大的奥秘。那这个奥秘就是指着基督跟教会。
This mystery refers to Christ and the church.
那所以今天主耶稣为我们来舍己舍命。
Nowadays, Lord Jesus Christ has given His life for us.
来成全救恩。
And accomplish salvation.
就是要我们像基督的心腹成为圣洁。
With the purpose of us becoming a Christ's bride, perfect and pure and holy.
所以看二十六节。
Let us see verse 26.
看我们先看这个二十，我们看二十三节。
Firstly, let us see verse 23.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，基督就是教会的头，那教又是教会全体的救主。这个写得非常清楚。
Now this is written in a very clear manner.
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
而且教会是又是教会全体的救主。
And also, Christ is the savior of the entire body of the church.
所以我们第一天有跟大家谈到，有人主张信耶稣不必信教会。
The first that we mentioned that some people advocate for the belief in Christ but not in the church.
信圣经不必信教义。
For the belief in the Bible but not of the doctrines.
但是圣经的教义就是真理。
But the doctrines happen to be the truth in the Bible.
那真理就是得救的道。
And the truth is the way of salvation.
那今天怎么样才能得救？
How can one be saved today?
就是要借着神的话语。
The answer is through the word of God.
那基督是教会全体的救主。
Christ is the savior of the entire church.
那你信耶稣，当然应当要信教会。
If you believe in Christ, therefore you must believe in His church.
问题是你要看这个教会是不是属耶稣的。
But the problem now is whether the church in question belongs to Christ.
那二十四节。
Verse 24.
教会顺服基督，就像妻子在凡事上顺服丈夫。那丈夫也要爱妻子，就像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。所以主耶稣为我们舍命流血。
Therefore, Jesus Christ gave His life and His blood to us.
那我们今天就是受洗归入基督。
Today, having been baptized, we are called under the name of Christ.
所以当你明白道理
，When you understand the word,
你悔改以后
，And when you repent,
你要接受耶稣基督的救恩
，Receive the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你就要接受洗礼
，And by doing so, be baptized.
那这个洗礼是合乎圣经真理的洗礼。
This baptism must be according to the entire letter of the Bible.
所以你奉主耶稣的名来施洗
，Therefore, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
洗弃你的罪
，To wash away your sins.
所以用水借的道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
By the water and the word, the church has been cleansed and made holy.
可以献给自己做荣耀的教会。
And it can be be offered to Christ as a pure and holy church.
所以以弗所书就是讲到荣耀的教会。
Ephesians talk about the glory of the church.
那这个荣耀的教会就是罪已经得到主的赦免。
The glory of the church consists in the sins having been remitted by God.
我们的罪，主耶稣把我们洗净。
In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ washed away our sins.
人跟神之间本来就是有罪来阻隔。
There used to be the enmity of sin between God and man.
但是今天主耶稣拆毁中间隔断的墙。
But now the Lord Jesus Christ has torn apart the wall in between.
我们来看这个二章十一节。
Let us turn to chapter 2 verse 11.
所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没有受割礼的，这个名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所取的。那时候你们跟基督是没有关系，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今在基督耶稣里面靠着他的血已经得亲近。所以是因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁中间隔断的墙，并且以自己的身体毁掉烟囱，就是那记在律法上的规条，并且要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此就成就和睦，既在十字架上灭了烟囱，便借着这十字架将两下归为一体，以神和好，来传和平的福音，使你们给你们远处的人也给近处的人，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父的面前。这个就是教会。
This is the church.
借着耶稣的宝血的救赎，
which has been purchased and saved by the blood of Christ.
十字架的救恩，
the salvation of the cross.
所以这个十字架就是人跟神的关系。
Therefore, the cross represents the relationship between
God and man. 还有人跟人的关系。
And the relationship between man and man.
神道成肉身，
God the Word became flesh.
来救赎我们。
He came to save us.
让我们人跟神和好。
So that we and God would be reconciled.
那因为这个罪墙拆毁了，
because the wall of sin has been dismantled.
所以我们人可以来到神的面前。
We men can come before the presence of God.
那我们人跟人之间呢？
How about among us, between men?
也借着十字架，
also by the cross.
让这个福音没有阻隔。
The gospel no longer has a division.
这个叫做和平的福音。
This is the gospel of peace.
所以我们今天在基督耶稣里面。
Therefore today, being in Christ.
这个福音不分种族。
This gospel shows no preference
不分国界。
Of nationality.
Race. 所以各国各族各方各民，
Therefore, all languages, peoples, nations,
他在基督耶稣里面
are in Christ.
都是合而为一的。
And in Christ, they are one.
这个就是教会非常特别的地方。
This is one of the features of the church.
所以看十九节，
Let us see verse 19.
这样你们不做外人跟客旅，是跟圣徒同国，是人家里的人。这边讲到三种人。
Here, three type of people are mentioned.
外人、客人跟家人。
Strangers, citizens, and
members. 那这个家是神家里的人。
These members are members of the household of God.
外人跟这个家没关系。
The strangers have no relation to this house.
客人是偶尔来做客。
And the foreigners are those who come to visit.
所以以前有人讲。
So some people say.
有人信耶稣一辈子来教会三次。
Some people, after believing in Christ, come to church only three times in their life.
一次是出生妈妈抱来的。
Once when they are baptized and they are held to the church by
their mother. 第二次就是要结婚来教会办婚礼。
The second time is when they get married and their wedding is performed in the chapel.
第三次就是离世了，请教会给他办丧礼。
The third time is when they pass and the church holds a funeral
service in their honor. 一辈子来教会三次。
So in their entire life, they come only three times to the church.
那你说他是外人还是客人？
Do you think they are foreigners or strangers?
那今天我们真教会的信徒，
Today, we the members of the true church.
有人说有的人是 安息日的信徒
are sometimes said to be Sabbath members.
平常晚上不来的
That is to say, they don't come to evening services.
所以一年来52次
So they attend church 52 times a year.
有的叫灵恩会的信徒
Some are called spiritual convocation members.
他就是一年来两次
That is to say, they come twice a year.
有的叫做过年的信徒
Some are called New Year members.
就是一年来一次
Which come only once a year.
过年总要来吧。
At least a New Year, we should
come
to the church. Therefore, are you really a member of the family?
你是外人还是做客的?
Or do you think you are a stranger or a foreigner?
这个是神的家。
This is the house of God.
大家都要关心。
And everyone should care for it.
你今天来聚会就是做圣工。
If we come to serve it, that counts as holy work.
因为你遵行天父的旨意。
Because you are fulfilling the will of the Father.
所以我们今天要知道。
Let us know.
我们是连属耶稣
We belong to Christ.
所以以弗所书里面
Therefore, in Ephesians,
告诉我们教会跟我们的关系
We are told what is the relationship between Christ and us.
还有他谈到教会、一种属灵的、这个真理
It also mentions the spiritual truth regarding the church.
我们来看这个第一章二十三节
Let us turn to chapter 1 verse 23.
第一章二十三节
Chapter 1 verse 23.
教会是他的身体、这边讲到身体
Mentioned here is his body
那基督就是元首
Christ is the head
教会就是身体
the church is the body
它不能分开
And these two cannot be separated
而且要合一
But rather they should be unified、
所以我们要建立教会
Let us establish the church therefore
看四章十二节
Let us turn to chapter 4 verse 12
要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体所以信徒如果能够动员
If the members can mobilize themselves
人人愿侍奉
And everyone is willing to serve
而且人人肯侍奉
And every member is desiring of serving the Lord
并且人人都会侍奉
And everyone is capable of serving
并且要人人都常侍奉
Moreover, let everyone serve always
有的人他愿意侍奉
Some people do have the heart to serve
可是他不会
But they don't know how to
所以要学
So they need to learn
教会要鼓励他培养他
The church should encourage such people
让他参与圣工
And train them, bring them up to participate in holy work
成全圣徒各尽其职
To fulfill
在教会里面圣工要搭配
the equipment of the saints, we should complement each other in a holy work.
看十六节
Let us see verse 16.
全身靠他联络的合适，然后各按其职，照个体的功用彼此相助，然后身体就渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。所以教会每个人的恩赐要互相搭配。
In the church, everyone's gifts should complement each other.
今天年轻人他有年轻人的侍奉
The youth might have their way of serving
他负责这个、教会的资讯电脑方面
They will be in charge of information technology
或者诗班
Or computers
或者领诗欢意诗情
Or leading hymns playing the piano
那我们姐妹有的会炊事接待访问
Some sisters are adept at cooking, ushering and visitation
其实每个弟兄姐妹都要会侍奉
But the reality is that each brother and sister should serve in some capability.
教会就是一个、这个基督的身体。
For the church is the body of Christ.
那如果这个跟你没关系，那个跟你也没关系。
And if this has nothing to do with you and that doesn't relate to you.
那教会都是传道的事。
If everything in the church is awaiting the pastor to.
那传道他不是只有传福音啊。
To take action, the pastor doesn't only have to preach the gospel.
变成传道还要管会堂。
But now he's in charge of church administration.
有的人说传道不只管会堂。还要管风琴，因为有的教会有管风琴。
Some people say that the pastor only has to take care of the church, but he has to take care of other matters that don't belong, like the organ.
他变成什么事都要管。
So it seems that they are caretakers of everything.
那你三头六臂做不了事情。
And if you are spread so thin, you can really do
nothing. 所以你看《使徒行传》里面说要以祈祷传道为事。
The book of Acts tells us that.
然后另外。有执事他管理患使
Minister should take care of praying and evangelizing while the deacons take care of the provisions of the food
所以教会是基督的身体
Therefore the church is the body of Christ
另外教会是神的家
Therefore then the church is the house of God
那这个家我们就是要同甘共苦
In this house we need to laugh together and cry together
这个家就是大家有归属感
And this is the place where we belong
而且有吸引力
And this is the attraction that draws us in.
你在神的家中当怎样行?
How should you conduct yourself in the church of God?
主耶稣在传福音的时候，
When Jesus was ministering,
他的妈妈跟兄弟姐妹来看他，
His mother and brothers came to him.
那主耶稣就讲了，
And Jesus said,
谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄姐妹？
Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?
有些人不理解耶稣的意思，
Some people misunderstood what Jesus was saying.
以为主耶稣很不懂礼貌，
They thought that Jesus was lacking courtesy.
但是其实耶稣讲的话，
But in reality, what the Lord said,
就是让我们知道，我们今天教会是属灵的亲情。
Tells us that within the church we have a familial relationship.
因为我们有共同的信仰，
for we have a common faith.
所以是神家里的人。
And therefore, we are members of the household of God.
所以我们比一般的世人更亲。
This is how we are closer to each other than to the people in this world.
有的人是骨肉之亲，
Some people are close by blood.
但是我们是属灵的亲情，
But we are close by spirit.
是神家里的人，
We are members of the household of God.
所以我们应该要好好建立神家，就是神的教会。
Let us therefore edify God's house, that is God's church.
让它能够兴旺，能够发展，
And cause it to prosper and to develop.
也能够把神的爱能够彰显在这个家里面，
As well as exhibit and manifest the love of God in his house.
那另外以弗所书讲到教会是神的殿，
Apart from this, Ephesians mentions the church is a temple of God.
这个殿呢，我们来看第二章，
For the temple, let us refer to chapter 2, verse 12.
他是被建造在使徒跟先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也要靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。教会是神的殿。
The church is the temple of God.
如果你看以西结书来看真教会
，And if we look at the true church through Ezekiel.
以西结书讲到荣耀的圣殿，
Ezekiel mentions the glory of the temple.
那这个圣殿有神的灵运行在当中，
In the temple there is the abundance of God's spirit within.
所以神的殿是按照神所吩咐的尺寸来建造的，
Therefore the temple was constructed according to the measurements as claimed by God.
而且这个殿充满了神的荣光，
Moreover, the temple was filled with the glorious light of God.
所以是圣灵居住的所在，
Therefore, it is a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
而且以西结书里面，
And moreover, in the book of Ezekiel,
它有讲到四活物，
There is mention of the four living creatures.
然后讲到这个灵在轮中，
And the spirit in the wheel.
那轮子运转的时候，
When the wheel turned,
这个活物就往上升，
The four living creatures ascended.
那这个什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
说这个活物在轮中，轮在运转的时候，它就会往上升。
When the four living creatures were within the wheel and the wheel spinned, they ascended.
那这个表明说，教会是有圣灵在运行啊。
This is a proclamation that the Holy Spirit abides
in the church. 有圣灵在工作。
That the Holy Spirit works within the church.
好像腓立比书里面讲。
Just like Philippians says.
我们立志行事是神的灵在我们心中运行。
If we determine to do God, this is because the Spirit of God is working in us.
成就他的美意。
In order to accomplish the beauty of His will.
你如果有兴趣，你再看以西结书。
If we are interested in this, we can read Ezekiel.
他以西结书里面都讲耶和华的灵。
In Ezekiel, it mentions the spirit of Jehovah.
降在哪里？这样
Which descended in this or that location.
他都讲那个灵，他是用手，用手。
It mentioned this spirit through a hand.
他说耶和华的灵，他原文作手。
In the original language, it is text. It is actually hand.
那这个手是什么？
Spirit. And what is the hand?
就是神的作为。
The hand is the work of God.
神的全能。
God's handiwork and power.
是指神的工作。
It refers to God's work.
所以今天教会要有神的全能。
Therefore, today we must have God's power.
有神的工作，神的作为。
God's work and God's workmanship.
所以是圣灵居住的所在。
It is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
再看三章，
Let us turn to chapter 3, verse 20.
神能照他运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足成就一切，超过我们所求所想。但愿他在教会中，并基督耶稣里得到荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。所以教会要得到荣耀。
The church must be glorified.
我们要常常为教会祷告，
We must pray for our church always.
让圣灵充满在我们当中，
so that the Holy Spirit fills us.
让圣灵运行的时候，
When the Holy Spirit works within us,
你就会看到教会有神在动工，
We will see that God is working in His church.
圣灵在动工，
When the Holy Spirit works,
那你又看到神的作为，
it makes us see God's work,
彰显在里面，
manifested within.
再看第五章，
Let us turn to chapter 5,
22节，
verse 22.
我们看32节，
Let us see verse 32.
五章三十二节
Chapter 5, verse 32.
这是极大的奥秘，就是指着基督跟教会说的。教会就是基督的心腹。
The church is the bride of Christ.
那是心腹就要装饰整齐。
The bride should adorn herself.
来迎接丈夫。
To welcome the husband.
所以启示录里面讲。
Therefore, Revelation says.
我们就是基督的心腹。
We are Christ's bride.
要穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
And we must be clothed with fine and bright linen.
所以教会是一个属灵的团体。
Therefore, the church is a spiritual group.
罪人在义人的会中，他是站立不住的。
The sinners cannot stand in the congregation of the righteous.
所以哥林多前书第五章里面
，Therefore, First Corinthians chapter 5 says.
提到当时有人犯罪，犯淫乱的罪。
At the time, some people sinned in regards to sexual immorality.
外邦人都没有的。
To the point that such acts
were not seen among the Gentiles. 所以说要把这个酵除掉。
And the conclusion was to get rid of this leaven.
这个酵就是罪恶。
This yeast is sin.
就是异端。
It is heresy.
不合真理的。
It is the teachings
not according to the truth. 所以教会要追求属灵。
Therefore, the church must pursue spiritual things.
要装饰整齐。
The church must adorn herself.
所以我们要灵修。
Therefore, we must spiritually cultivate ourselves.
要能够做盐做光。
We must be the salt and the light of this world.
能够有好行为。
We must have deeds that glorify God.
我们做盐能够感化人。
By being the salt, we can touch others.
做光能够照在人的面前。
By being the light, we can shine the light before the presence of others.
也能够照亮一家的人。
And illumine an entire family.
在人的面前跟家里的人。
In front of God and in front of our families.
所以我们能够为主发光。
Let us therefore shine the light for the Lord.
那信徒如果为主发光。
If the members do shine the light for the Lord.
那这个教会也是荣耀神的。
Then the church will also give glory to God.
那这个以弗所书的后半段。
The latter part of the book of Ephesians.
它就是讲到信徒的生活。
Deals with the life of the members of the church.
那你如果看到启示录的时候，
When we go all the way to Revelation,
他提到教会就是金灯台。
Revelation mentions that the church is the golden lampstand.
金灯台也是要发光。
The golden lampstand is also meant to emit light.
我们来看启示录第一章二十节。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 1 verse 20.
启示录第一章二十节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 20.
二十节论到你所看见在我右手中的七星跟七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会，教会是灯台。
The churches are the lampstands.
是金灯台。
They are golden lampstands.
是尊贵的。
They are precious.
是荣耀的。
They are glorious.
而且是圣洁的。
Moreover, they are holy.
是光明的。
They are bright.
是充满了能力。
They are filled with ability.
而且教会是有神同在。
God also abides in his churches.
在十三节，第一章十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 13.
启示录第一章十三节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 13.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头跟发都是白的，如白羊毛如雪，眼目如火焰，脚好像炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如重水的声音，他右手拿着七星，口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日焕光。这个人子就是耶稣。
The Son of Man is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以教会有神同在。
Therefore, God abides in His churches.
而且人子在当中。
And in their midst is the Son of God.
面貌如日。
His countenance shone like the sun.
而且烈日焕光。
And in its all its strength.
所以教会就是荣耀的教会。
Therefore, this is the glory of the church.
那这里面有谈到说，你所看见右手中的七星。
Mentioned here is the seven stars you see in his right hand.
那七星就是七个教会的使者啊。
The seven stars are the messengers from the seven churches.
今天我们教会在侍奉神的工人。
The workers that serve our church nowadays
都是神的使者
are all messengers of God.
是神在掌权
and God is in control.
不是人在掌权
man is not in control.
你今天人侍奉神
if man serves God nowadays,
我们人是神右手中的七星
we men have become seven stars in God's right hand.
是神的使者
we are the messengers of God.
所以是神在掌管的
therefore God is the one in control.
是神托住你
God is the one who sustains you.
神帮助你
God helps you.
哦、所以是神在掌权
Therefore God is in control
教会不是人在掌权
He reigns and he rules not man
因此七星就是七个教会的使者
Therefore the seven stars are the seven messengers of the seven churches
所以我们做圣工你要把你的侍奉交托在神的手中
When we serve we must entrust our service to the hand of God、
哦、所以你做圣工没有压力的
Therefore when we serve there is no pressure
你侍奉神没有负担的
When we serve there is no burden
有的人做圣工做得很辛苦。
Some people serve in a very tiresome manner.
那你就像马大一样。
They are burdened like Martha.
哦，所以并且做圣工重担。
Moreover, it becomes a huge burden.
哦，不但重担，也重了子弹。
It is not only a burden, but it is.
哦，好像全身都流血。
In the head by a bullet.
有的一赌气不来教会了。
You bleed till you die, and some people decide not to come anymore.
那你当你认得负责人，两年后不来教会。
You are elected one member. 2 years later, you no longer come to the church.
亏损的是谁
？And who is the one who suffers the loss?
亏损的不是教会。
They who suffer the loss is not the church.
亏损的是我们个人。
But it is us individuals.
圣经讲真教会。
The Bible mentions the true church.
啊，其实他讲很多。
And the reality is that there is a lot to speak about.
我们从创世纪讲方舟。
From Genesis, we mentioned the ark.
啊，约翰福音讲羊圈。
From John, we mentioned the fold.
那刚刚以弗所书讲基督的身体。
Just now, from Ephesians, we mentioned the body of Christ.
还有神的家。
And also the household of God.
神的殿。
God's temple.
基督的心腹。
The bride of Christ.
那并且圣经也讲真教会就是神的国度。
Moreover, the church mentions that the church is the kingdom of God.
也是圣城耶路撒冷。
It is also the holy city, Jerusalem.
那它也是一个属灵的宫殿。
It is also a spiritual temple.
那我们是活石。
And we are living stones.
要建造灵宫。
And we must build the spiritual building.
那你要探讨这个圣经中的真教会。
If we want to analyze the true church in the Bible.
其实撒迦利亚书也有。
The reality is that you can also find things in Zechariah.
我们来看一下撒迦利亚书。
Let us turn to Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书第二章。
Zechariah chapter 2.
撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah.
啊，撒迦利亚书的第二章。
Zechariah chapter 2.
撒迦利亚书第二章
Zechariah chapter 2、
第二章第四节
chapter 2 verse 4、
说这是无城墙的乡村
this is a town without walls
而且它是耶路撒冷神要做耶路撒冷四围的火城
and God will become a firewall surrounding Jerusalem
而且做其中的荣耀
and in itHe shall become the glory of the city.
这个表明哦，教会它是没有城墙的。
This tells us that in this church,
无因没有国界。
The
不分种族
gospel shows no boundaries of race or otherwise.
而且有神保守。
And there is also God's own protection.
所以是四围的火城。
Therefore, it is a firewall all around where God observes, watches, and protects.
看第三章。
Let us turn to chapter 3, verse 7.
啊，你可以管理我的家，看守我的院宇，哦。教会是神的家，神的院宇。
The church is God's house and God's court.
看第九章。
Let us turn to chapter 9.
第九章第八节。
Chapter 9, verse 8.
这里说：“我必亲眼看顾我的家。”哦，神必亲眼看顾他的家。
God will watch over his house with his own eyes.
哦，所以神的家，你可以看到第八章。
Therefore, we can also look to chapter 8, verses 1 through 8.
这里也讲到耶和华，这耶路撒冷跟锡安神的圣山。
Mentioned here are Jerusalem and the holy mountain of Zion.
到了第八节说，他要做我们的神，我们做他的子民。
It says here in verse 8, they shall be my people and I will be their God.
那启示录里面也有提到。教会是什么
？In Revelation, there is also mention of what the church is.
看二十章第九节。
Let us turn to chapter 20, verse 9.
它是圣徒的营，也是蒙爱的城。圣徒的营。
It is the camp of the saints.
蒙爱的城。
And the beloved city.
有时候撒旦会攻击教会。
At times Satan comes to attack the church.
但是教会是圣徒的营，蒙爱的城。
Yet the church is a camp of the saints and a beloved city.
所以我们要警醒。
Let us watch.
要能够防备撒旦的攻击。
Let us prevent Satan's attacks.
能够保守在主里面。
Let us preserve ourselves in the love of Christ.
有一次有一个信徒跟我讲。
There was a member who came to me and said.
他说圣经还可以打官司哦。
Hey, the Bible teaches us how to network.
我说为什么可以打官司？
I said, what does that mean?
他说有一次他成立一个公司了。
He said that once he established a company.
叫做可喜可乐公司。
Called the company of rejoicing.
结果被可口可乐发现了。
And it was discovered by Coca-Cola by the similarity of the phonetic pronunciation.
那可口可乐就控告他。
So they were sued by Coca-Cola.
说夺取他的那个什么版权了。
For trademark infringement.
这个公司的版权。
Because they infringed their trademark.
我们那个信徒就觉得很奇怪，我这个可喜可乐公司是用圣经来取的。
But the member said, "No, this name comes from
the Bible." 所以法院就调他们去。
Therefore, they were called to a court date.
后来我们信徒就翻圣经给那个法官看。
Our member turned to the Bible and showed the verse to the judge.
那个可口可乐也派人去。
Coca-Cola also sent their people.
结果我们那个信徒跟那个人跟那个法官讲。
Our member told the judge.
你还没有可口可乐我就有可喜可乐了。
Before there was Coca-Cola, there was 可喜可乐 which means to rejoice and to be merry.
我们最后来看这一节圣经节。
Let us conclude with this verse.
看耶利米书。
Let us turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书三十二章。
Jeremiah chapter 32.
耶利米书三十二章。
Jeremiah chapter 32.
三十二章。第九节
，Chapter 32, verse 9。
这城要在地上万国人面前使我得颂赞、得荣耀，名为可喜可乐之城。万国人因听见我向这城所赐的福乐、所施的恩惠平安，就惧怕战惊。教会就像可喜可乐之城。
The church is indeed a city of rejoicing.
所以我们这个弟兄就跟那个可口可乐打官司就打赢了。
Therefore, our brother networked with the Coca-Cola company and ended up winning.
所以他说，没有可口可乐就有可喜可乐。
Because he said, before there was Coca-Cola, there was 可喜可乐。
那感谢主，我们这几天来到喜乐坡。
Thank God, today we have come to Hillsboro.
喜乐坡也是可喜可乐。
In Hillsboro, there is joy. This is hills of joy.
所以你如果喝可口可乐
，because if you drink Coca-Cola,
你就想到可喜可乐。
Just think about 可喜可乐 which means to rejoice.
那你想到可喜可乐。
When you think about 可喜可乐，
也不要忘记来到喜乐坡教会。
Do not forget Hillsboro, hills of joy, not hills of sorrow.
那我们这个课程就到这边来结束。
This concludes our class.
那我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.